We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and to help us do that, I'm joined today on Conquering Heroes by Simone Vasquez.
Welcome to your one-stop podcast for all things Michigan athletics. Updates on every team on campus and interviews with players and coaches are all on the way. This is Conquering Heroes. Here's your host, John Jansen.
I'm pleased to be joined by a sophomore on the men's soccer team, Simone Vasquez. Simone, thanks for joining me.
Hey, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know that at the start of the season, you guys started off with a tie against UD Mercy, and since then it's been win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. How do you break that streak and just make it wins from here on out?
Yeah, so we've been training very hard, and we changed a few things in our style of play and our approach to the game. So that, and we've got some positive results ever since our new change. So with our style and our intensity in training, we're hoping that our streak, we get start a winning streak from here on out.
So when you talk about style in terms of training and how you guys play, I'm not well-versed in soccer, you might say, and I'm curious to what that means.
Yeah, so what changed can be seen as our approach to the game and, in other words, how we start a game, our intensity to go in and attack the other team and not let them breathe from the start, get them on the back foot. And our intensity in training has also improved a lot by looking forward to forgetting the game that passed right away and looking forward to the next opponent and how we can beat them.
And I know that you guys have had a lot of individuals return to the team from last year. What has that been like in terms of team chemistry and the way that you guys understand each other?
Yeah, we had 5 or 6 guys coming back, and that really helped because we have our captains all came back. So the leaders in the team, which are also the most experienced, have helped us, and we already have our chemistry from last year and however long they've been here. So we integrated the new players, and it's been a great mix of chemistry and different personalities on the field and off the field.
And how has this year been different? How did, you know, the COVID season and the fact that everybody is back, How has it shaped you guys as a team and just your perspective on, you know, getting a chance to play this year in a post, well, not completely post, but somewhat of a post-COVID season?
Yeah, the biggest difference is probably the amount of games we have this season, since our COVID spring season was only 10 games, and this one is about double the amount of games. So we have a game day way more often, so it's less time to prepare in between each game. But the positive side of that is that our chemistry and we're still on the same role that we were at the end of last year.
And I know this year, in the last couple of games, one of the seniors, Kevin Buka, has had a point in each of the last two games, with a goal against Chicago State and an assist against Maryland. What have you seen from him, as well as some of the other seniors that you talk about in terms of senior leadership?
Yeah, so Kevin Buka is a great leader on and off the field. On the field, he's always making sure that the team is organized and that people are doing their job, as well as he's making sure he's always doing his job. And then off the field, he really helps bring the team together by integrating the new players that came this year and asking how people are as a person, not just as players.
Now that students are back on campus this year, you had the experience of having to go to, you know, college and school and play a sport during a COVID season. How much more comfortable and exciting and fun is campus now with students being able to be out and about?
Yeah, so one of the biggest differences is the crowds that come out to the games. For example, the ultras, and that's one of the best things about the game, about the sport, that we get to do it for the people that come out, and we get to make Michigan proud. And with the COVID season, there was no fans, so it was different to play in an empty field, empty stands. But now that we have fans back and people supporting us on the sideline, we go the extra mile to make sure we get a result for them.
You've got a streak of Big Ten games coming up, September 26, which is this coming Sunday, against Northwestern, followed by Indiana, MSU, Penn State, Wisconsin. How important is it to for you guys to start off strong in this stretch of Big Ten matches?
I feel like we've used these previous games to prepare intensely for the streak of Big Ten games that's coming, and it's very important for us to start on the right foot in our Big Ten season, because I feel like I'm confident that we can fight for the Big Ten title.
What are some of the goals that you guys had coming into the season, and where are you at in accomplishing those goals?
Yeah, so we set our goals very highly, and the ultimate goal every year, obviously, is a national championship. And I feel like we're in a right spot for that right now. If we take care of business these next couple games and throughout the season, then I think we'll end up where we want to be.
You guys have had a bunch of injuries. How have you seen, you know, players step up that to fill some of the role of the injured players?
Yeah, I think the injuries are obviously very unfortunate, and they may tend to bring down morale, but our team has done a great job of stepping up to the plate and filling up the shoes of whoever was playing in that position previously. And I think that really shows the depth our team really has and how prepared everyone is, even when they're not playing.
Soccer is a very diverse sport, and obviously in Ann Arbor, we have people coming and students coming from all around the world. This month is Hispanic Heritage Month, and you've got strong Hispanic roots. Your parents are from Colombia. What does this month mean to you?
Yeah, Hispanic Heritage Month to me is a celebration of who I am and where I come from, and I really feel like this month is an opportunity for me to appreciate and be thankful of the sacrifice my family made to leave their lives in Colombia and come to the United States to give me and my siblings a better life and access to a better education.
What type of stories have your parents shared with you about, one, that decision to come to America, but also some of the challenges that they had along the way?
Yeah, my parents left Colombia when they had just graduated college, and they came to the United States with very little. So they started with nothing and have, for 20 years now, have built their lives from nothing and worked and have really taught me that dedication and commitment and setting your mind on a goal and not giving up is really a good way to succeed.
How has that dedication, that sacrifice that they made for themselves, but you know, mostly for their family, how has that helped shape you as a person and you as an athlete and even you as a student?
Yeah. I've learned from their sacrifice and their commitment that even when times get hard, when you start thinking, maybe I can't do this, you have to get rid of those thoughts right away and keep fighting for what you want to achieve. They told me many times that there was times when they first came to the country that they were doubting themselves and seeing how they could become successful in this country. And with hard work and by never giving up, they've come a long way.
Have you had a chance to go back to Colombia and see where your parents grew up?
Yeah. Me and my family try to go about every year or so, but we haven't been able to go in 3 years. We're going to go because of COVID, but we couldn't travel, obviously. But I'm hoping to be able to go next summer and be able to see all my family.
I was going to ask you that. How much family do you have back in Colombia? And it's one of the things that we have been able to do, and we've been able to do it before COVID, but even more so is whether it's Zoom, FaceTime, how often do you get a chance to see them and talk to them?
Yeah, so I have all my family except one uncle and one aunt lives in Colombia. So pretty much everyone. And before COVID, I would be able to go every summer and see them and spend time with them and catch up over the year that I haven't seen them. But with COVID, it became more difficult. But we started doing that through Zoom, and we would meet, obviously not with everyone because it's difficult, but phone calls, FaceTime, and with Zoom, we would catch up and talk and just spend time together that we're not able to be in person with.
If someone were to ask you, because I'm going to ask you right now, Hispanic Heritage Month, and if there was one thing that maybe I didn't know that you would want to share with me about, you know, your culture, about your Hispanic roots, what would it be?
I feel like maybe more, there should be more light that shines on how nice the people are, how amiable they are, and how they're always wanting to help you. And I could use a quick example from when I'm in Colombia, and let's say someone's walking down the street with their head down. People are just so nice that a random person on the street could stop and ask you what's up and just talk to you and try to make your day better.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I think we could use a lot more of that, especially over the last 18 months here in America. But I do want to ask you, because last year I had a chance to talk to some of your teammates about the program's Social Justice 101 initiative. What did it mean to you to be a part of that, and how did it help bring your team together?
The Social Justice 101 initiative was a great thing that we did as a team. We would have meetings every couple weeks and talk about social justice and what we could do as a person and as a team to try to achieve peace and justice. But being a part of this was very important, and I think very helpful, because not only did I learn more about the history of racial and social injustice, but I also learned more about my teammates and how I could be there for each one through thick and thin.
Well, Simone, I really appreciate your time. Best of luck through the rest of the season, especially this tough Big Ten stretch, and we'll make sure that we keep up with you guys.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, as we know, all student athletes at the University of Michigan are extremely busy. I want to thank Simone for his time and sharing some of his insight into this Michigan soccer program, the season that they have, and how it's different from last year, but also to share his experience here in America and his trips back to Columbia and what Hispanic Heritage Month means to him. Thanks to Simone for that. For all of your Michigan athletic information, stay tuned in here on Conquering Heroes.
Thanks for listening to Conquering Heroes with John Jansen. Conquering Heroes is part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.